Welcome to GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And this is episode 64. Like the console. I miss my N64.
Well, buy one then, you big wazook.
I bought some virtual console games today when I bought some points.
Oh, wow, man.
I bought myself Legend
of... I bought a game.
Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, which has just been released, and Street Fighter 2 Mahouken. So yeah, I was happy with that, playing with that.
Yeah, so it's nice you can actually like review some new games for GamerCast. What if we do a GamerCast retro where you can talk about all your Wii stuff?
I weed on the floor, man. That joke never gets old.
Woo, man.
So
It looks like all the money we're pouring into the server is like paying off.
Where's my pinky?
Okay. We're of course referring to the chat room with like loads of people in it.
Yo, right. People.
Let's kick off with stuff left on the forums from last week.
Sweet.
We had the Hungry Hippo saying cool. So that's some valuable feedback. We had Catherine saying thanks,
hungry,
Paul for saying
hippo.
Thanks, smiley face. That's good. Imposterism says, I missed it. When's it going to be downloadable? And it already was when he posted that. And then he says, oh, thanks. Right, so that's the forum, so that's useless.
Shivering Isles out in 3 days. Dark
no,
Earth.
No, it's not. It's out in 5 days.
Is that where he is?
Well, yeah, he's in, Farby Dragons. Ah. We live in a UK where we release games on a Friday.
Friday, man.
Right, so letters and stuff on the blog. We had some guy, I guess you pronounced that honor. That's all my blog stuff. We had some guy called Niall Sheffield. I don't know how you really pronounce that.
Where?
Niall.
Niall of the Sheffield.
Maybe it's like Neil, like just spelled funny.
Or he was drunk when he was typing.
Well, either way, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
He says, with all the talk of games coming out, why only the larger name games? You're missing out Hellgate London, which in my opinion is going to be ace. And what is your opinion on the mod scene? Not in any particular game, but in general. Heard of Black Mesa Source? But anyway, nice podcast. Keep on talking. We skimmed over Hellgate London, didn't we, once?
Yeah, I talked about it when I saw a review of it in PC Gamer magazine that I bought to read at my lunch break at work, and it seemed like a great concept for people that like that sort of stuff, but it's going a little bit too far weird for my liking. You know, it has to be, if you're going to have swords and knights and armor and aliens and stuff like that, it's got to be twisted more towards the World of Warcraft.
Fantasy.
Yeah, Warhammer and stuff like that. I like that sort of stuff. That sort of thing, it's got like a weird spin twist on some sort of old style Quakey game. So, for anybody that is into that, fair enough, it will rock. But, for me, it's not going to get me jumping out my wallet. But as far as it looking good, it's a nice idea. Big swords, guns, armor, running around London. Something comes out there. Nice to have London used as a battleground instead of some place in America or something. London's iconic. You know, you're going to say that if anywhere is going to have the gates of hell underneath it, it's going to be bloody London, isn't it? We had dragons. That stupid dragon film. That was weird.
Right, what else did you say? Black Mesa Source, you ever heard of Black Mesa Source? Black Mesa Source is a Half-Life 1 remake for Half-Life 2. Because there's Half-Life Source available, which is literally a straight port of Half-Life 1 into the Half-Life 2 Source engine, but all the maps look, you know, really dated and stuff. So Black Mesa Source was like an update to try and do that. But I don't really keep track of the mod scene, because frankly, there's too much crap out there.
Too many people have managed to get their hands on all the kits to do it all and just have a go at doing what they want to do, but don't take the time to do it properly, and it just causes an overflow of...
Well, a lot of people start projects and they just never finish them.
Yeah.
And they release a couple of screenshots and it just stalls, and it's like, dude. So that's thanks for the feedback. we will try and like cover more games in the future, but we need like people to like send us links to games as well, because
the other thing that's hard about doing this job is both me and Paul
job.
Yes, job.
Dude, this is voluntary. A job you get paid.
This is
we pay for the damn server.
Yeah, I must admit we are paying for the right to talk to you people. Both
welcome
of our game-
to bourgeois society.
Yeah,
where you have the same freedoms and same abilities as caveman, like had to speak.
Well, yeah.
And if you want to speak more than that, you need money.
But yeah, your game. Just looking at your gaming list compared to my gaming list, there are many games on there I own, and there's many games I own that you own. But there's stuff I don't wouldn't buy that you've got, and there's stuff
well,
I've
Zoo
got.
Zoo Tycoon.
And there's stuff I've got.
I didn't buy that. I was given it.
But yeah, our gaming styles mix and vary across, but we don't hit every single button. So sometimes you guys have got to make a bit of a, you know.
Well,
we
need to get Catherine on more.
Yeah.
We need to kidnap Catherine and like drag her down here.
And we also need you people, the viewers, the listeners.
You're pointing at my monitor, man.
I know.
Monitor isn't the people.
I'm stating a fact. I need to point. It makes me feel better. The people out there who are listening at the moment, this is your show as well, so you need to put forward to games that
if
are
it's their show, they can pay for the damn server.
We're not that harsh. Not yet. We're not a money-hungry corporation that's filtering money out of people's pockets.
Oh, I thought we were.
Well, not
is
yet.
That why we don't have any money?
Yeah, that's why we're broke. We have no money. We pay 5p to some small child that dangle out of Paul's window with an antenna just so we can get the feed properly.
Imposterism says we need some sponsors.
Yeah, we do need sponsors. If anybody knows of anybody who wants to put their bit on the show and sponsor us for it, we are welcome.
Dude, we're supposed to be talking about this guy's feedback.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I'm going off on one.
Right, anyway, next feedback.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bobman.
Bobman's back.
He says, I couldn't care less whether Halo 2 is coming on the PC. To be honest, I don't like Halo that much. I'll play it just. I have Sky Broadband. No problems with it in the slightest. The only downside is their custom firmware on their router, which doesn't let him forward ports. So that's like make or break. Because if I couldn't forward port to my router, you wouldn't be able to play Supreme Commander with me.
Actually, well, does that mean you have to use their router, not your own?
Stick your own router in.
Yeah. I'm not going to have the internet connection. I'm not bloody unnetworking my router just to use their Sky router.
Well, I don't recommend Sky anyway.
Sky router. Sounds like a shit.
Router.
No, if you said the American
we're in version, the United Kingdom.
But if you're in America,
you
like,
route something. You don't route traffic.
The Sky router.
Traffic over there.
It sounds like a floating ship for looking at traffic. The Sky router is coming in over 49 something something street. We've got a traffic jam. Oh my god, someone blew up a 55 Chevy. You know. I just like the name of it. Sky router.
Okay, we also had another post from Snipe.
Snipe.
The same guy from last week or the week before. He says, another good episode. Did you rate Fable Lost Chapters after playing Fable to death? I still can't. Whoa, we need some commas in here. Another good episode, full stop. Did you rate Fable Lost Chapters after playing Fable to death? Full stop. I still can't play Lost Chapters as it feels like the same game. What do you think of Stalker? Okay, Fable Lost Chapters is fundamentally Fable with a few extra bits and bobs tacked on. Basically for the classics release and the PC release.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a few quests which were cut at the end.
Never had time to finish.
Stalker, I don't know. Have you played that?
I've been looking at it. I've been a bit interested. It is about a country from Russia area. Don't know.
Country
exactly.
From Russia area. That narrows it down.
Yes, that sort of area. Developed this game and based it off the game is designed around the area of Chernobyl and the incident that was there, and it's about something going on and the incident of Chernobyl going off, but it's been twisted so that it's not what happened isn't really what happened. So it looked quite interesting, very kind of nice realistic look to it. I think this one, they were on about something in a magazine about this one running off DirectX 10 or something, I can't remember. So I think this is another DirectX 10 game that's come out, so it looks quite looks nice. It's got a very kind of Half-Life 2 feel texture to it, but less of the aliens from another dimension sort of thing.
Hey man, I want my aliens.
But I think there's more mutants and stuff in it because
That's cool, isn't it? Let's just get some teenage mutant ninja turtles.
Which came out last Friday on the Wii.
And like everything else.
Yeah. Looks quite good for an action.
I'm annoyed. Because remember all the hoo-ha when they had to rename the cartoon to Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles?
Yeah, because of the ninja bit.
Because ninjas too violent!
Yes.
So I think they should have done the same with the game. Because if you've got that guy, the lawyer guy, from America who like sues everyone.
In America it's fine. America is ninja.
No, dude! The dude! Yeah, what's his name? Somebody on the chat room, tell me the guy's name who sues everyone, like the Sims people and everyone.
Oh, that guy.
The guy. Jack Thompson. Thank you, Mongoose. That dude, why didn't he like sue them or something? Because ninja is like violent. They don't want like 5-year-olds running around pretending to be ninjas.
So because they're heroes, they're not ninjas. Even though every time they talk about ninjutsu, and in the new movie that's coming out, they are more like ninjas than they've ever... No, it's a new CG movie that's coming out, and it's been done...
Oh, CG, is it? So yeah. They won't look gay like they did in all the other ones.
No. I mean, I've seen the trailer, and it shows them running along rooftops, and they're fast, dark, you barely see them, and then it...
Oh, so they're very, like, stealth ninja dudes.
Yeah, and the eyes have been done so they're just whited out. They're not got the bits in between like you have in the cartoon, and they don't have the really nice, cute, round faces. They look like turtles, and it's more of a, like, an edgy film like the comic books.
Oh, that's funky. Darth Aurora says something funny. He says, ninja is not violent. Violence means fighting. Ninjas kill immediately. Duh.
Ninjas are shadows and something
well,
pointing
ninjas
at
are a bunch of poncy... people. You know, some guy with a shotgun would make short work of a ninja jumping around. Hey, ninja dude!
Bang!
Right, anyway, that's letters. You can send feedback to us by posting it on the blog at gamercast.net.
Whoa.
Or you can talk on the forums, which is portalforums.net.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send us an email at feedback@gamercast.net. Bobman says that we finished already.
Yeah, it was a short show. We just wanted to do letters and go home early.
Yeah, Bobman, we've covered one thing on our show notes so far, so we've got a lot to go yet. Imposterism has left. What a punsy kid.
Right.
Anyway, Adam has got something to talk about while I like talk to all the people on the forums.
Okay,
or chat room, whatever it is.
The GamerCast iPod has arrived. If you're a long time listener, you would have known about the PS2 that we had with the little video on episode 11, where we completely and utterly destroyed a PS2 and we did what was known as GamerCast.tv, where we filmed our episode and found that it was incredibly hard to film it because of the amount of process to get everything ready and downsized to actually fit on the bandwidth. So whether we'll do the show video, I don't know. But basically, we've got a donated...
We won't do a show video, we'll just do the video of the thing.
Which will be shoved via a link from YouTube onto the show.
Say it like an American.
YouTube.
YouTube.
YouTube. It's on the tube, man. Yeah, so...
Google video for the win.
Well,
YouTube. Google and YouTube have been sued by Viacom for like $1 billion.
So we'll shove it on many formats and we'll use the link that they give you on the video and put it to the show. As well as if you're live on the show when we do it, you'll get to see the video live because we've got the ability to put it through the feed onto the webpage. And so without having... Everyone who's listening live will be able to listen to the feed live. They'll also get the video as well. So whatever we're going to do to this iPod, like the PS2, we'll be doing exactly the same.
I told some guy to buy me a PS3 today so we could trash it. He didn't seem so keen on it.
No, not for that.
And I'm not really keen on it either because it's a poor little machine that is not doing very well.
But here is the thing. I'm not going to come up with any ideas for this poor little thing. What we want is sent either on the blog for today's show or sent as an email. we want ideas of what we can do to this iPod. Now, I'm not on about just trashing it, you know, we could give it away, we could mail it to someone, we could drop it off something, anything. I want inventive.
We should drop
possible.
It off. I know. We get donations to pay for a trip to Paris, and then we drop it off the Eiffel Tower.
I spat off the Eiffel Tower once, and when it got between where the legs split open, the wind it that was shooting got, under, yeah. exploded it over Paris. That was great. I was doing it for about a quarter of an hour, spitting off the top.
Dude, that's sick.
I know.
Get real, man.
But yeah.
Oh, wow, because the wind, like, exploded the iPod over Paris.
Woo! Go, bits! Yeah, so what we want to do is we want as many, many, many ideas as we can, and then we'll filter through those.
Well, you can make a post on the forums, can't you?
Yeah, and then when we get...
Yes, you will.
Yeah. And when we get...
The second you get home.
Mm-hmm. And when we've got, say, the top 10 or whatever, and then we'll set it up on the portal forums for a
vote.
So when we got the ones that were no way possible to do and seem the funniest, then we'll put it up for a vote. And the top one that gets done, we'll go out, do it, film it, and it'll be on the show straight after we've done it. So start sending in your ideas.
Right, so what the hell are you talking about? The iPod, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, we could film us going up and randomly seeing how many people we could give it to. Or how many people they could put a penny in and they may win this iPod. They have to put a penny into play. They'll win an iPod.
Dude, that's silly.
Or we go back to, we go to game and take you back to game and say, I bought this iPod, it doesn't work. Well, we're going to Dixon's. Can you fix this iPod?
We're going to Game Station. Hey, we bought this iPod from you like last week. It don't work. Can you give us a refund? And the guy would be like, what? What the hell are you on about? And I know, we should put on disguises as well, like a funny hat. Like a
your Russian hat.
Oh man, I think we're from Poland or something. Right, anyway, on with the news. Going to do a quick run through the news. Then we're going to get onto the Oblivion Knights of the Canine review. Right, so there's been a few reports out in the last week or two. If you read my blog, you've probably seen them already. I'll just get up on here for everyone. Basically, Symantec did a report saying that Windows, is the most secure operating system. They compared it to Red Hat Linux, Apple's Mac, macOS 10, Hewlett-Packard's version of Unix, and Solaris from Sun. Windows came in first place with only 39 vulnerabilities discovered and an average of 22 days to fix them. Red Hat Linux came in second place with 208 vulnerabilities and an average fix time of 58 days. Mac OS X came down in third place with 43 vulnerabilities and an absolutely disgusting average fix time of 66 days. Then there was also another report on the first 90 days of Windows Vista. And so this compares Windows Vista's first 90 days launch with Windows XP, Mac OS X, and three different flavors of Linux. Windows Vista has 5 bugs compared to Windows XP's 18 bugs, Mac OS X, 27 bugs.
Ouch.
Ubuntu Linux, 100 bugs. SUSE Linux, 111 bugs. And Red Hat Linux, 201 bugs. So that's, you know, 3 months after you install Red Hat Linux, like the, I think it's the Red Hat Linux Enterprise 4 workstation. You know, 3 months after you install it, after its release, you've got 201 patches. And people moan when Microsoft releases one like once a month or like two or three a month. So yeah, all those, if you get some guy saying, like, especially Apple guys, because they all dress the same, they all look the same, and they say, oh, Windows is insecure, you can punch them in the face, because what they're telling you is bullshit.
That's my chair creaking.
There's statistical data to back that up. Right, anyway, Gears of War film. Some dude on the chat room pointed this out, but it's in the forums as well. There's going to be a Gears of War film. That dude, what's his name? The Gears of War dude.
I don't know.
The head dude who, like, you know, does design and all that sort of thing. All
right.
The guy, what's his name? Somebody on the chat room, tell me his name.
Tell me his name.
He's like being the creative director or Seneca River in the film.
No, that's cool. I like it when they've got someone from it instead of just someone selling the rights and someone else goes, ooh, this likes an idea, but I don't like this. We'll throw it out, even though it's the main part of the game.
Imposterum says it's The Rock. It's not The Rock. It's the guy. Damn, I'm going to have to Google it. Gears of War.
Speaking of video games.
Guy. I'll just put in Gears of War guy and see what comes up. Oh no. Damn, what's his name? Epic guy. Cliffy B, that's the dude.
Cliffy B.
There we go. If you like Google for Gears of War epic guy, it comes up. So that dude is like handling some stuff with the film as well, so that's good.
That's cool.
Because you don't want to just hand it over to some dude who doesn't get it.
As well as other films coming out that are based off games, we've also got the third Resident Evil's coming out.
Oh, dude, I better put this on the show notes.
It's called Resident Evil Extinction. And it is looking very bizarre because we left
Bizarre the Creations, man.
You left the last one with them getting her back and there was something wrong with her and whatever. And, you know, the film ended. This one, the trailer starts up and it shows you the whole of New York and it's covered in sand.
Ah, hard cheese.
So it's all apocalyptic, everything's gone nuts because the whole of society's completely collapsed because of the zombie virus.
Put sand there?
I don't know. It was only a quick trailer and just showed her going around killing zombies.
Here we go. Ura has got a few things to say about
Metal Gear Solid movie.
Yeah. On March 20th of 2007, it was announced that New Line Cinema had purchased the rights to make Gears of War film, with Stuart something writing the script along with some other dudes who will be producing it.
2009.
Ura writes like an encyclopedia, lol, says Mongoose.
As well as...
But yeah, the Cliffy B dude is involved with it, Sonny. That's like, cool. I don't know, overall, you know, story dude or whatever.
We still got to wait for the Halo movie.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
And also Splinter Cell movie.
How can you do a Splinter Cell movie? My name's Sam Fisher.
Watch me be quiet for five minutes.
I'm like totally washed up and like, dude, I've got my walking stick now because I've been brought out to play all these games too much and now I'm knackered.
Zimmer frame, I've got it in my brain.
Imposterism says Halo movie wasn't that cancelled. No, it wasn't cancelled. It was like they tried to squeeze as much money out of like all the people and stuff, and Microsoft just said, "Fine, we're going to make it ourselves." Anyway, on with the Knights of the Canine review.
Go for it.
This is the first like major expansion pack for The Elder Scrolls for Oblivion. And I got it last week because it was pretty cheap. And then I played it for this week and I completed the main quest. And it's cool.
Yeah.
I give it 4 out of 5 stars.
Would you say it gives an expansion to the game in itself with the fact that it makes it...
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I had like created a new character to like replay Oblivion because I lost my old save game. So I just decided to like spend 2 days doing the main quest, doing the Fighters Guild, such and such. So it was a good thing to do as well. Mm. Like, gee, you know, I've done all the main things that interest me other than the odd little quests here and there. And it gives you something else to do. You know, you join the Knights of the Canine and they've got their own little priory place. And you go there, hang out, and a bunch of people like come along and join you. And then it all like builds up to this huge battle with this like alien dude. And you all like rush into his thing with all your other knights and go around kicking ass.
Because I heard that they had a system where you were able to make your own kind of like holy knights up and had people join it and stuff. So, yeah, how customizable is it with what it says for your knights? Or is
but what
it,
do you mean customizable?
Is there any one suit of armor that's for the knights? And is
well,
it
there's a bunch of like suits of armor. You've got light and heavy armor. And then, like, the main quest has got these things called Holy Relics. Well, I'll give the backstory. Basically, an ancient alien king dude has, like, come back to life and is basically annoyed. He's annoyed with the 9 gods. Well, 8 gods in Tiber Septim. He's basically annoyed at them and, like, goes around smashing churches up and stuff like that. And the Knights of the Nine, back in the olden days, like, I don't know, 10 billion years ago, kicked his ass, killed him, etc., etc., and the guy had, like, these holy relics on.
Bob Man's off! Oh, Bye, Bob Man.
Later, Bob Dude.
Hope you listen to the rest of the show. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, man, we're going to see you tomorrow.
With our binoculars.
In Gamercast Spy Man Edition. So yeah, basically you've got this suit of armor which is all like holy relics, and you know, for most of the quests you have to go and get all those bits of armor. Which you need all the armor to face the dude, because otherwise he just kills you in like one blow.
Is it one of these where you feel like you can play it through the main storyline of Oblivion, or it would help you to complete Oblivion main storyline?
No, you could do either, it doesn't matter.
So you could play the whole, if you've got as far as completing the whole storyline, you could add it on and play the character who is your main character where you got to the end of the main storyline and go back to the Knights of the Nine sort of thing.
I'm not sure how it deals with leveling up, like if you have to be a certain level to play it. But yeah, judging on what they've done with the rest of Oblivion, you can be level one and do practically everything.
I must admit, I never played much of it because I got annoyed by the whole teleporting thing. I like to go to places myself, and I didn't like the fact that it was segregated from the rest of it in Morrowind with the second expansion pack, Tribunal.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like the way that it was brought you into it, the fact that you never got brought into the game until you went to sleep, and it was like two sleep patterns, and then you would be woken up on the second night by an assassin, and then again.
That was absolutely ridiculous. Because that assassin was a real pain in the ass.
Mm.
You know, if you're a low-level character, you've just installed Morrowind and its mods, you get your ass kicked. And if you don't get your ass kicked, you get all this really expensive armor, which you can flog for loads of money. So your low-level character is really rich.
Mm.
So it's ridiculous. They shouldn't have done that. They should have said, okay, when you get to level 10, or when you go and talk to this guy,
then you get attacked in the middle of the night. There should have been more of a better trigger for it. But the trigger is, minus whether or not the trigger was any good, the event was really nice with the whole going to sleep and getting woken up. The fact you didn't know it was coming.
It was the most annoying. It actually made me disable Tribunal for the first, like, until my guy got up to, like, level 10.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Knights of the Nine, highly recommended to anyone with Oblivion who wants some more stuff to do. It's good to get it, you know, get it now, play it, because you can complete it in a day if you, like, rush through it. Before Shivering Isles, which is a much bigger expansion pack, comes out next week.
Mm.
Which we will also review.
Yep.
So anyway, there's a minor event happened in Europe and Australia on Friday. It was the release of the PlayStation 3, which is Sony's now generation console, which follows on the heels of their hugely successful, for no good reason, PlayStation 2 console. Dude, say something and stop reading the chat.
Sorry, I was just letting you speak and catch up with what they were saying. They're on about Metal Gear Solid Live movie.
Well, they're on about, you know, Elder Scrolls 13th anniversary now, so just do the PlayStation stuff, man.
Okay. PlayStation 3 was released.
Yeah, I just said that. Dude.
Yeah, so PS3 is out. It's rocking, it's kicking, it's black. You can char-gill the T-bone steak.
Gamercast highly recommends the PlayStation 3 console.
Yeah.
Because if you don't buy it, nobody else will.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody's got to buy it. Because otherwise Microsoft get all evil and like...
Cool, we've got to say one thing. You've got to think about the environment. If nobody goes out and buys a PS3, they're going to end up on the tip and they're going to wreck the environment. We need to save the environment and buy PS3.
You need to bring them into your house and power them up all the time so they just burn loads of fossil fuels. Oh, wait. Which is worse, landfill or fossil fuels? Fossil fuels.
Someone says the PS3 is a submarine.
No, it's not waterproof. We tested this.
Oh, I thought that'd be really
Speaking
cool.
of submarines, Silent Hunter 4 came out Friday as well.
Hmm. Silent Hunter 4. See, that I should have done that instead. Just gone into game and picked up a copy of that.
Yeah, gone in at midnight. And, you know, you just walk up with this... Yeah, you walk up with a PS3 box with Silent Hunter on it. And you say, oh, sorry, I'm just using this box to carry it. Because I didn't want to, like, wreck the box. Well, there was a really good... There's been a few comparisons on the internet and stuff like that as well. There's this picture going around. It says... It's basically on this webpage saying... 10 uses for the PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I've forgotten the one I was going to say now. But it had the Wii stand on there. So, you know, it's just a stand for the Wii. But there was a really other one on there. And I've forgotten what it is. So it couldn't have been that good.
That would be quite cool, though, because the shape of it, you could use it like a pedestal to put your Wii upon.
Footrest. It was a footrest.
I would say my 3 would be footrest, a conversion to turn it into a George Foreman, and also
let's go to the website. Let's go to it.
A pedestal for you, for your Wii. I think someone ought to turn one into a George Foreman. Did I just see George Foreman flash up? Oh my god, a PS3 grill. How cool is that?
I'm so proud of it, I put my name on it. Kenko Duraki.
They put his head on George Foreman.
Tasty flavor calculation.
The PS2 grill versus the PC grill. The Xbox grill's coming in at a hot third. And in the top, the PS3 grill. Are they actually coming out in any other colours other than black? Because they keep showing lots of colours, but...
I don't know, who knows. Well, they probably won't be coming out in Europe for a while.
Yeah.
They'll probably be in Japan relatively soon. So yeah, the PlayStation 3 is out. So now you can play games on a PlayStation 3.
Though, I will warn you, do not get angry with any members of staff when you buy a PlayStation 3, because it's not their fault that when you trade in your Xbox 360 and all your games, and then you look at the release titles and you're kind of like, well, these are the games I've just traded in. It's not their fault. Blame Sony. Oh, someone has also announced Drip. Isn't
Dude.
There...
I will decide whether we should talk about that later on.
A beep beep beep. Yes.
Meanwhile, we talk about PlayStation 3. So we may have a secret thing coming up later in the show.
Only the live people know about this, because they can read the chat room at this very second. And it's Darth Earl's drip. What he says after the drip is what we may be talking about. So stay tuned.
Yeah, I have to decide if we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
So yeah, PlayStation 3's out. Let's look at the sales figures.
Okay, to the sales figures.
Well, the estimated sales figures. So the PlayStation 3 figure has gone up like 300,000 units.
Cool.
Which takes it up to like 1.7 million versus like 5.2 million Wiis. And like 10.8 million 360s or whatever it is. Dude, say something.
I don't know, it just... I kept looking at it. I was kind of like excited by the whole idea of a new console. The new console thing always gets me vibe, but I was kind of like, geez, the whole PS3. If it was cheaper, if it came out at 200 quid, maybe I could twist my arm and stupidly buy it and then regret it later. But it's that price tag. It's enough to scare anybody away who's kind of umming or ironing about it.
The price tag is the best thing that has ever happened to the Xbox 360.
You know, it's that the most expensive console that's ever come out now, isn't it?
Possibly.
I don't think anything else has come up to that.
Catherine would probably be the one to know, or Weirdo.
But yeah, from the looks of it, I would say that if it's not the top price, it's bloody close. Cause
it wouldn't surprise me if there was one like little console that came out at 500 quid or something.
Because I remember
like
the
10-15 years ago,
it was close to nearly 300 quid for the N64 with no games, and it smidge bit cheaper for the PlayStation. I can't remember what Mega
PlayStation 2 came out at 300. PlayStation 1 came out at 400, I think, and possibly so did the Saturn. But we need like Catherine or Weirdo to like say, because they're the people that know.
Yeah, I know you're right about the PlayStation 3, because that's how much I paid for mine.
PlayStation 2 came out at 300, Xbox One came out at 300, then promptly dropped to 200, like after 6 weeks, and then everyone got like loads of games and stuff. Xbox 360 was 280, and PlayStation 3 is 425.
Someone said, "Ooh, there might be a PS3 Slim."
Yeah, one day, like 5 years down the road, when they can actually...
The funny thing is, when we did the episode 11, when we destroyed the PS2, when you start ripping the thing apart and you start looking at all the spare space, you can understand how you could make a Slim. But
all they did was remove the hard drive bay and put the power thing external.
Yeah, and that gave you... that.
And got rid of the tray drive so you could like have a smaller drive.
Yeah. Because it was a top lid. To be honest, it's the best way, because I do like the ball bearing pins, because I like the GameCube. It just, for a games console,
under
can get knocked
under
around.
Your TV, you don't want a top loading console.
Oh yeah, no, I just mean as a games console, not for like these entertainment stuff. Like the 360 has got it set up perfectly, but I, as a games console with a top lid, like my GameCube, I do like it for its, you know, it gets knocked about, the disc doesn't get scratched and stuff. But you're never going to get a Slim out of a PS3. The only reason it's that size is because they couldn't even fit everything they wanted to fit inside of it. I wouldn't even be surprised if power supply is even on the outside to the this model. I don't know. I didn't
PlayStation 3 is internal.
It is internal.
Yeah.
Even so, though, yeah, gonna save much space,
PS3 Slim, take the power supply.
And all the gadgets. All it is a... it plays PS3 games only and Blu-ray, and that's it.
Blu-ray, the format that has lost the format war.
Yeah, you can just imagine this, like they release a...
the format that is losing the format war. It hasn't lost it yet. Hmm. It still had a little bit of life in it, like yesterday when a couple of PS3s were sold.
Oops, sorry about the creak. Look at it, it's like, it's not just the consoles that are deciding this, it's the people who are with the DVDs and stuff like that. If everybody decides, I want Blu-ray, for argument's sake, it would be a bad choice, as far as my opinion is concerned. I imagine you agree with me. But, say for argument's sake, as far as DVD movies are concerned, Sony wins this one. Kind of like Weird World, you know, they win. Xbox 360 is in the perfect place, because it's like, fair enough, that wins. We just changed the high definition drive for a Blu-ray drive. And people that haven't bought one, you plug it in. But look what happens to poor, well, not poor Sony, but stupid Sony. HD wins, which
most
likely... Well,
not stupid.
HD
wins. They know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to force their format on the market.
Yeah.
By way of a Trojan horse.
Because you get it. You don't have to buy it, you already get it. So, but if you own a PS3 and the market does swing back to the high-def DVD, then that
means... What do you mean swing back? The market has just swung HD DVD all the way.
Well, you know what I mean.
It hasn't, like, even stuttered.
Those people aren't going to be able to play those on those PS3s.
Well, the main thing is, it'll mean the games will get expensive because there won't be many factories pressing Blu-ray discs.
Mm. I'm not going out and buying one anytime soon because...
I'd buy one if it was £5 and if we were going to destroy it for GamerCast.
No, I mean a high definition DVD
player.
Oh, that.
Yeah, I'd buy one of those.
I might buy one.
If I had a high def TV downstairs, I'd buy one.
The next TV I'm getting is high definition, so when I get that, I'm getting a 360 and a high definition drive. But I'm not that fussed for the whole
VHS versus Beta.
Yeah, one more.
Betamax lost for a good reason. It was Sony going off against everyone else, trying to force their own format down everyone's throats. No thank you. No thanks, Kutaragi. Right, anyway, also in PlayStation 3 land, there's been a few exclusives that the PlayStation has lost. The main one being Devil May Cry 4, which is now being released on the Xbox 360 and Windows as well.
Ooh. Ba-da-ba-da.
So that's quite a big title gone away from Sony. Ace Combat 6 as well, coming to 360. They've not even announced the PlayStation 3 version. So at the moment, it's literally just 360. Until further notice.
And also, Kojima have also been saying that they're unhappy with the PlayStation 3. And
so that's Metal Gear Solid, isn't it?
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 4 will be coming onto the 360 as well.
Well, have they actually said that for definite?
It look basically, from the looks of things and the way things were said, it seems more like if the PS3 does not deliver, then that's where they'll go, onto the 360. And to be honest, it does not look like it's delivering. So,
well, I don't know. They've met demand for the first time in history.
Yeah. I suppose if you put it like that, it's the first console to meet demand. Everybody that wanted one got one. And that's a good selling point. We made demand.
Well, that's the thing. You can say good and bad things about it, because if they fail to deliver, you can smash them for failing to deliver, and if they over-deliver, nobody wants them. So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Sometimes it's better press to be kind of like a console turns into the magical rocking horse shit. You know, everybody wants it. And
take the Wii. You still can't get them.
And
the,
every
the Wii came out 4 months ago. And you still cannot get them. The PlayStation 3 came out Friday. everyone's desperate to sell them.
Especially with the way that the UK stores are looking at the moment. If the market stays the same it is, we're joining the States in the sense that every place that doesn't have Wii's has plenty of PlayStation 3's.
Exactly. We have people coming in. Well, I had a mission today when I was at work to sell a PlayStation 3.
Just to see if you could do it.
Not to somebody who had a pre-order, but actually sell one to a normal person.
Mm.
And, I mean, there were, you know, five or six people. Have you got any Wii's in? When are you going to get some Wii's? I said, we don't have any Wii's. We've got some PlayStation 3's. And I said, you can have one of those instead. Did walk off. but, yeah, I could not sell one. And, I mean, I'm good at flogging stuff because I can... You know, I can twist any argument around to make it seem good or bad. And people just aren't interested. People say, oh, I've already got a 360. And it's like, what can you say about that? Oh, you should get a PS3 for resistance? I mean, come on. Give me a good game to try and flog it with.
Yeah. Someone's, I think Darth is asking about the sales figures.
Sales figures, what? He says, Darth Ura says 2001 seems so close. It's weird. What does he mean?
Don't know. He was on about
sales figures.
Don't know. It was somewhere a bit further up.
Imposterism says, guys, I'm pretty sure the Wii sales will surpass the 360 by the next half year. I disagree. I think Wii sales are going to drop off.
Depends how the market bounces the rest of this quarter with the games that are coming out.
The Wii just doesn't have the games to maintain its sell rate.
They need to be bringing out more Wii games. Not games for the Wii, but Wii games like what Nintendo makes, like Wii Play, Wii Sports. They need to be bringing these ones that they were continuously showing with the development of the Wii.
If they bring all those out, what happens? They've got nothing for the future.
Yeah, true. They can't rush them out, but we need some more fresh blood coming out.
Because the Wii has had nothing. Nothing since launch has even hit my radar. Wii Play being the best game, and it's included in the box. No, not Wii Play.
Sports.
Yeah, Wii Sports.
Wii Play.
Wii Play was the extra
Halo
thing.
Wii. yeah, the biggest ones lately, Sonic.
Sonic, which is terrible. Have you heard the fault with Sonic on the PS3?
No.
Dies on the opening cutscene. Yeah, we've had quite a few back faulty.
Jeez.
So it's a high-quality Blu-ray disc showing their reliability again.
All right, let's pause it here. I have a question. A while ago...
What do you mean, pause it? Do you want me to pause the recording?
No, not the recording.
Too late. Just kidding.
Back ago, when we were talking about the PS3, there was a big thing about the fact that part of the disc was recordable. So that once you bought a game, you were stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Sony owned technology to be able to do that.
Have they done it with the release games?
No.
So people can trade in their PS3 games.
Chill, man. Chill. Don't worry.
No, just curious whether... I completely forgot about that.
I did say back like a year ago when you asked, they're not going to do it.
Right.
Because suicide. Mm. Oh, wait. They've already committed suicide. You might as well go out in a big bang.
They committed Harry Carey.
But yeah, that's ridiculous. They'd never go that far.
Mm.
Owning the technology just means... If at some point you do decide you need to implement it, somebody else hasn't got the patents on it and you have to pay them to do it. So it's just, you know, IP, it's just defending their IP and their, you know, potential uses in the future.
Mm. Right, next on the list.
We've got a few like anecdotes about, I mean, you know, PlayStation 3s, if you do want one, seriously, they are good machines. I mean, they are comparable to an Xbox 360. But you would have to like the launch games, which is, I mean, the exclusive games are average at best, really. I mean, Oblivion and all that stuff was put back.
Anything that is, there is going to be nothing on the PlayStation 3 from the looks of launch titles and upcoming titles that A, you won't be able to get on the 360, B, hasn't already been on the 360.
Hasn't already been on the 360 for a year.
And if it's an exclusive PlayStation 3 title, it isn't either a rip-off of a previous game, like Gears of War, or it's something like Virtual Fighter, which was originally...
Which is coming out on the 360.
Yeah, that's coming out on 360. Let's think of one. Tekken 6. Now, Tekken is an exclusive...
Oh, yeah, they've still got that, haven't they?
Now, that may not have come across yet to... PlayStation 3, and its only other format is arcade. But unless you're a Tekken fan, myself, I love Tekken, but I won't buy a console for it. I loved having the last Tekken, Tekken 5, on the PlayStation 2 when I had my second PlayStation 2, and I love that game to bits. But it's not enough to make me go out and buy a console for it, and it's still going to be the same game. I admit, fans out there like me are like, no, better characters, more moves, it always looks better, fair enough. But a lot of the games that are going to be exclusive are just going to be remakes and rehashes of old games, old titles, old stories, sequels. There doesn't seem to be
It's got Little Big Planet.
On you.
It's got that. You can't deny that looks kick-ass.
Oh, that looks really innocent, and I really, really think that's an amazing game.
It's not the sort of game I'd buy, but...
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you've got to say, what's going to make you want to go out and buy a console? Now,
Halo 3.
Exactly. Look at me. I know. I can say that bar going completely and utterly broke, there will be nothing that stops me walking into game on release date of Halo 3 with a pre-order, and I will already be owning an Xbox 360 beforehand, because I dare not accidentally end up with them out of stock before that. So I will be buying mine 1 month in advance before the release. So probably what I will do is I will go in or pre-order Halo 3. And
which edition of Halo 3 are you going to pre-order?
The one that comes with the helmet.
Oh, dude. OTT.
Yes. That's me all down. I didn't get the limited edition one last time. I got the standard one.
Suck.
And I bought the limited edition one for my dad. He doesn't appreciate it, so I want the limited edition one with the helmet and all the bits and bobs. And so there we go.
Right, Lenny, as I was saying, PlayStation 3s are available across the United Kingdom and the rest of Europe and Australia. So if you don't want one, you can get one. I don't see how there's going to be like a shortage at all.
No, you will always be able to buy one. I must admit, I am tempted to go down, seeing there's so many about, I am really tempted to go back down to Blockbusters and see if they've managed to get hold of some for rental. Because if they have, that'd be quite interesting, because I'd be very tempted. We can get hold of them in Blockbusters, or if anybody else knows any UK rental stores where you can rent one in the southwest, then I think it might be an idea to rent one, and we'll vet it here on the show.
Because we don't have a pod at work.
No
pods like
anywhere. I've not seen a pod anywhere. So yeah, I must admit, I'm gonna have to have a look down, see if or when they're going to get a hold of one, and then rent it out, and we'll vet it. Because the good thing is, my DV camera, if we hook it up to your monitor, because of the anti-flicker of the LCD, we'll be able to record us playing on.
Yeah, we can put it in 1080p.
Mm.
Oh wait, you'd have to get... Is there a VGA cable for the PlayStation 3?
I have no idea what the damn thing even comes with. It
comes with a SCART cable. No HD lead in the box. It's good, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh man, okay, we've got a few extra things to talk about. PlayStation 3 add-ons. Right, so yeah, if you want to actually use the PlayStation 3 properly, you need to buy an HDMI cable or a component cable. Perhaps someone on the chat room can tell us if there's a VGA cable for it, because you will need the VGA cable to use 1080p on this monitor.
What do I want? Is someone saying I want a PS3?
Sack. Sure, I'd have a PS3.
I'd have one for free.
I ain't paying for it.
I want a 360.
And I'd never use it, even if I was giving it for free.
I want my 360.
Because I never buy a 50 quid game.
How many cables do you have, video cables, for your 360?
Two component cables. Why?
Can I borrow one sometime?
Why?
I was thinking of dragging the 360 out of the loft and giving it another go, see if it still works.
Yeah, I suppose if you want.
See how long it'll last before it dies again. Last time was 5
minutes. Oh, stop going on a... Look, unless you got some statistics to prove it... Shall I
bring it in? I'll get out of the loft and I'll bring it to the show, and we can see how long it lasts before it dies.
Shall I take it apart and make it work for you?
I like it while it's still just about working, just so that I might be able to sell it.
Dude, that's dishonest.
I'll sell it to a big hungry company.
Anyway, PlayStation 3 add-ons. Because there's a lot of add-ons. You don't need to buy a memory card anymore. So that's good.
Mm.
You do need to buy a memory card if you want to play like PS2 games and stuff.
You have to buy a memory card lead to plug your memory card
into. Yeah, you need an adapter to... You know, they've got compact flash, Memory Stick Pro Duo and SD memory card slots on the front of the machine. They don't have a PS2 memory card slot.
And it's supposed to be backwards compatible.
It's not. So yeah, you need to buy that if you want to play PS2 games. So that's like 15 quid.
Mm-hmm.
You need to buy an HD cable, like HDMI component, if you want to have high definition output, because it just comes with a SCART in the box. I mean,
why? Stupid thing.
425 quid, and it's got a SCART cable.
Now, okay, my Xbox 360 came with a SCART cable, but I had the core one.
Yeah, you paid 200 quid. El Cheapo console.
Yeah, because there weren't any of the... I could afford the more expensive one, but there were none left.
You should have waited. Need time machine, go back in time. Correct, mistake.
Yeah, keep money. Play on pools only.
Oh yeah, there's a shortage of controllers there, apparently.
They got some in HM...
Okay, there's not a shortage.
I had a look at them in HMV, and I was just kind of a look at the box, and kind of like...
They look identical to the PS2 pads.
Yeah, they just seem a bit more matted. You know, the finish. Seems like a matte finish.
Maybe they're just, like, clean. Maybe we're used to seeing, like, 5-year-old dirty ones.
I don't know, it didn't seem... By that, it just looks like they've used PS2 DualShock molds.
They have. It's the same thing. Mold. PlayStation 3...
Oh, why bother?
Well, yeah, there's So yeah, the PlayStation 3 has not sold as well as expected. I was expecting to like be able to shift, you know, two or three of them today, and I couldn't even get one.
Mm.
You know, if you give me a free, I can shift 10 360s in like an hour. So yeah, there's been a couple of like posts across the internet which I've come across and I thought were good, so I'm just gonna read one out. And there's a chap who was on the UK Xbox news groups, and he says he was in his local game station today. They had a big sign saying only core 360s in stock. Is there some sort of shortage? So yeah, there's a potential, it's nothing to do with PS3, but it's a potential shortage of Xbox 360 premiums. So yeah, I shouldn't really have said that. I should have read it before I read it out. While I was there, there were two people who were disappointed when they asked about the Wii. Also, the chat went into game spit, where two staff were chatting and one was being told off for telling a customer they had loads of PlayStation 3s in stock and that he should not tell people about the stock levels. So game, like a lot of the other industry, are trying to like hide the fact it's a flop.
Mm.
So when you go into a store and they say, oh, we've only got two or three, multiply that by 10. Multiply it by 20. Mm. There are plenty of PS3s around, you know. Don't let some guy in game or game station or wherever say, oh, we've only got one left, do you want it? Because if you go down the road to another shop, they've got 50. They were also discussing about another store, which is in a fairly big city in the United Kingdom, where there was only one person waiting for them to open on Friday. And they only sold about 40 PlayStation 3s. I mean, our store shifted over 100, but it's still less than what the Xbox 360 did.
Mm.
Although it wouldn't surprise me if PS3 sales on launch were higher than Xbox 360, simply because so many people have been waiting for this machine for so long. But what you'll see is the sales will just drop off.
Yeah. Which they must have because of the fact that...
Because of the fact I couldn't sell one even today, which is only 3 days after launch.
And it is a limited stock. There are only so many been made. It's not like the reason why there's so many in store is not because every day 50 of them are being shoved into your store. It's because you've got so many, but...
Nobody wants them.
Yeah, nobody wants them. It's not like we've got too many. Oh dear.
But let's be diplomatic about it. The PlayStation 3 is a good machine.
Oh yeah, with what's inside it, we talk geek-wise... Technology that's
where the cell is a waste of time.
Yeah, but power-wise.
Well, power-wise, the 360 is more powerful.
Well, I'm not on about in comparison. I'm just on about in general as a technology shoved in.
I'll say it's a good machine, and it will have good exclusives in the future. But you can't say, "Oh, power-wise, it's great." Power-wise, it's not great. It's 18 months behind the Xbox 360. Well, 14 or 15 months, or whatever it is. So that's 14 months behind the Xbox 360. It's less powerful than the 360. It's more expensive. So you can't say it's power-wise. You have to go on the quality of the machine. And the on and like eject buttons are really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm. Sure. They're like, you know, they're like funky ones, like on my old monitor, which I've thrown out.
I'm surprised you could say that with a straight face.
Yeah, I like to say that. It's got nice... The 360 buttons are cheap, especially the eject button. It's cheap.
That's because it come... No, it didn't come off.
But yeah, 360 eject button is cheap, but most people eject it with a controller. Mm. PS3 eject button is nice.
They did go for the aesthetics, though I have no idea what they were thinking of when they designed the shape. At least the 360 aesthetics, they had a reason. It was concave.
Oh, concave. What a waste of time.
The inhale.
Yeah, that's what happens when you let a designer design it. It turns into this Ponzi console. Get rid of that. Just have a square box, for God's sake. Square box, give it a nice coat of paint, sorted. None of this concave breathing in and out stuff. Come on, get real. Stop working at Apple.
So...
There have, obviously, as the console's been out now, mm-hmm. there has been a lot of comparisons about performance. So, yeah.
Have you had any failures?
Yeah, we had one or two back, thought we.
Really?
Yeah. I think we had one back traded in as well.
Sorry, I can't keep a straight face for that.
Oh, dude. Imposter Evan says he wants a pyramid-shaped console. Dude, how can you stack anything on top of them? Get real, dude. Pyramid, come on. Square box. Like the Xbox. But the Xbox had that stupid curvy top, which was annoying.
Mm.
So just flat. You know, take the plastic off and just have the bare metal case. At least that was flat. Right, anyway. So yeah, there's been a few comparisons about games and stuff like that. Because there's been a few games that have been released at the same time. There's that NBA Street game. Mm-hmm. That came out on Friday on both Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Developed by EA, and that's a good game to use a comparison, because that is, I think it may be the first game on the Xbox 360 that runs 1080 progressive.
Ooh.
So full whack resolution jobby.
Nice.
So you can really scale it up and compare it to PlayStation 3. When you run it at 720p, games look identical. They both run at 60 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
When you scale the Xbox 360 up to 1080 progressive, the frame rate drops to 30 frames per second. So it doubles the amount of pixels on the screen and it halves the frame rate. Fair enough. PlayStation 3, when you bring it up to 1080p, kills the frame rate. It can only manage about 30 frames per second about half of the time. And then there's like random stuttering like all the way through it. There's like reviews out there across the net on this. Fight Night look identical. The games look identical at 1080p. So absolutely same game, same code, same graphics, same sound. But the PS3 version runs slower when you really crank the resolution up. So that's kind of disappointing when you say when you. But that's because the Xbox 360 is multi-core.
Mm.
On the PlayStation, they have to squeeze the whole box's operations onto that one PowerPC core. On the Xbox 360, the controller inputs, the hard drive inputs, they're run on separate cores. So even if you do no work, you still get, you know, 5, maybe 10% performance improvement anyway.
Mm.
By doing no extra work. Because the other stuff runs on the other cores automatically by the system. Fight Night is another game that's, you know, out on both platforms. They've had an extra 9 months to work on it compared to the Xbox version.
Mm.
Can't tell the difference.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like...
Need for Speed. Better on the Xbox 360. Looks better and frame rate's better.
There's no comparison in the fight here. It just... Everything we've been talking about whenever we mention the PS3 seems to like... Everything that I've spoken about seems to have come true.
Hey, I made all these predictions. I made this prediction in 2001... or whenever Microsoft announced the Xbox, 2001 I think it was, I said, Microsoft, they're going to win the console war. And they're doing it faster than I was expecting.
Mm. Oh yeah. But, I'm gobsmacked on how it's gone, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes much further. How long will it last?
There's also Ridge Racer 6 versus 7. Xbox 360 have number 6 on launch, and the PlayStation 3 is shipped with number 7. PS3 Ridge Racer 7 looked worse than its 360 predecessor. What's this game? Is this still
Ridge Racer? Yeah.
In terms of frame rate, this is still Ridge Racer. Both games run for the most part at 60 frames per second, although the PS3 version does notably struggle to maintain its.
Oop, Darth Earl's off. Bye, Darth Earl.
Later, dude. PlayStation 3 does noticeably struggle to run it at 60 frames per second constantly.
Bye, Mongoose. Mongoose is off. Sorry, you can see your own scene and disappear. You can really see the difference on that, can't you? It's just. Ugh.
Well, it's a bad screenshot to use, really, because they've taken a night shot on the 360 and a day shot on the PS3. So that seems to me like they're deliberately trying to bias it in favour of the PS3 by making it a daylight screenshot. Because daylight always looks better than night. But it fails because it doesn't look any different. This is Def Jam Icon. Graphically, the Xbox 360 version and PS3 versions appear identical at a pixel for pixel level. So that's the same. Fight Night is the same again, identical. Virtual Tennis is a bit different, I won't cover that because it was done by two different developers. And they say basically the two games are the same, except the Xbox version has live and all that stuff built in. Both games can run. Virtual Tennis also runs at 1080p on the 360. With the main gameplay running flawlessly at 60 frames per second. But between close-ups, both machines slow down to 30 frames per second when, you know, running at full resolution. So that's not too surprising. Draw again on that. NBA Street, this is the one I was talking about. PS3 stutters. So this is from Eurogamer if anyone wants to check it out as well. Need for Speed Carbon 360 version, better. Because the Sony one was missing a few features as well, so that weighs in. So that's actually on Eurogamer, where you can actually read that. They've got screenshots as well and stuff like that.
That's cool. Did you want to talk about what Darth Earl was talking about earlier?
The secret project.
Yes.
Project Secret.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll just answer this question while we're still on PS3. Imposterism says PS3 didn't get online for it. PS3 does have an online service. It's a copy of Xbox Live, and it's not as good.
Is it a pay-for subscription, or is it a they've set it up with talking online and stuff like that? Like
no talking online. Well, not like the Xbox 360. The Xbox 360, you can talk while playing different games and everything. Mm. There's nothing like that on the PlayStation 3.
Just a communicator.
Just like some games, like, you know, SOCOM.
Have that feature.
Yeah, it works through with that one game. The PS3's got an online service, but it's not Xbox Live.
Especially
and
with
Xbox Live coming out on Windows, get real.
Yeah, the communication is just going to connect gamers through everything now. It's just going to make things so much better.
So yeah, we're going to touch on the secret project. There's been a few rumors going around in Xbox land about a limited edition black Xbox 360. This limited edition black Xbox 360 will feature the 65 nanometer chip, which means in theory,
bunny ears,
in theory it should run cooler, which means the fan noise will be less. But importantly, there's also rumors going around it will have a new quiet DVD drive. Because the DVD drive in the Xbox is the noisy part of the machine. Everyone says, oh, the fans are noisy. It's not. It's the drive that's noisy. But then if you take a 12-speed PC drive, it's about the same noise.
Yeah.
When you rev it up to full speed. It's because the 360 has to do that all the time. So there are rumors of a quiet drive being released for that. Also, it'll have a 120-gigabyte hard drive.
Ooh.
And it'll have an HDMI output port on it as well. And the best news is, when the limited edition run finishes, the Xbox 360 premiums will have all those features, except they'll be white.
I want one!
But that is only speculation.
I want one!
But if it's going to happen, it will happen soon, like in the next couple of months.
I so want one.
So yeah, I would buy one if I didn't already have one. But I've already got one, so there's not much point, is there? But the newer Xboxes are quieter than the launch ones anyway.
That's an...
Dude, stop making faces.
That's enough to stop me buying one now and wait.
Yeah, but we don't know if it's true.
Well, then I'll just end up...
Some guy might have just made it up. Sony might have just made it up to stop you from buying an Xbox.
So maybe buy a PlayStation 3. May have to look into that.
So yeah, with my MVP privileges, blanket, no comment. Or, no, this is not true. No, they've not said that, they said no comment, which is what they normally say.
That's cool. So at least they haven't said it's a load of codswallop.
Yeah, but they never do.
Because it's good press. Even if they're not going
to
make it.
Well, they never do because they might decide to make it at a later date.
Mm.
You know, they can't say, oh, we're no comment, we're not thinking about it now. But yeah, obviously they're going to do a limited edition Xbox at some point in the future.
They already have done a limited edition Xbox.
There's been so two or three limited edition Xboxes. Green one, crystal one, etc. So that basically is the show notes covered and done. So if anybody has any final points on the chat room they want us to talk about, now is the time to tell us.
Yes, now. Say your points now.
Yeah, stop like arguing about everything.
I would definitely say 360, I'm going back. But yeah, I'll grab the 360 and maybe drag it over or something.
Yeah, I'll fix it for you.
We'll give it a test and see what's happening.
We'll put it in the fridge.
Maybe I should...
Seriously, that works.
Does it?
I put a hard drive in the fridge and it's not working.
I've got an idea. Maybe I should buy a PC tower.
And put a 360 in.
Put a 360 in and I'll just have the cooling system put in the tower just to cool it down.
I don't think it's heat.
No?
Nah, it's a fell component. Like a, you know, a capacitor, blue or something. It's probably what it is. Oh, imposterism says we should talk about Blu-ray coasters. Well, I wouldn't want to use a Blu-ray disc as a coaster. £25 per film?
Does it look any different?
What do you mean?
The disc, when you just, at a glance.
Looks like that. Oh, they are a bit thicker. But you can't really tell that visually. But if you put it in your DVD player, packs up, you'll know why. Because it won't eject, it's stuck in there. I jammed it in so hard, now it's stuck.
News on the iPhone.
Hang on, I'm not done with Blu-ray
discs.
Another thing on the PlayStation 3, before I forget, the boxes. Did I talk about this last week?
No, you didn't.
Like the game boxes? No. They're different sizes, the DVD boxes.
Yeah, they look like transparent Blu-ray, the movie boxes, the games do.
Yeah, they're not. They're DVD boxes with like a centimeter cut off the top.
Mm.
So they look like a centimeter shorter. Which sucks, because it means they won't like fit in your DVD stands and stuff.
Yeah, they always want to be bloody different, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, why?
I find it funny how the fact that the Blu-ray, they're trying to push it, so Blu-ray takes over, everybody will have it in a Blu-ray disc. So your games, Sony's Blu-ray discs, and their game discs will all be the same format.
Wait a minute. DVDs and DVDs. It already is. Stop messing around. Just leave the box size the same as it is. God's sake. I mean, come on. Get real.
Because high definition, all they've done is made some red tabs at the top, isn't it?
Yeah, it says... Instead of saying DVD, it says HD DVD.
Hmm.
Although they have like HD DVD more prominent than they have DVD.
Yeah.
Well, at least nowadays. You know, back in the old days, DVD was like plastered all over the box. DVD is cool, man. So they have like 50% of the box DVD.
So you knew what it was.
Yeah, okay, I'll get the point. This isn't VHS.
Okay,
oh,
so...
God.
Yeah, let's go iPhones.
iPhones, no news on them.
Nah, still coming out. Anyone played Stalker yet?
No.
I haven't. Zunes.
Are Zunes being sold? I haven't got a clue because they're not out in Europe. The Zune is the number two player, though.
The Microsoft Zune will not be out until
the end of the year.
End of the year
in Europe, so we don't really.
They're looking up for Christmas release. You can get hold of them over eBay. You won't have any problem with power supply because they don't actually plug into the mains. They come with a USB cable for charging.
That reminds me, speaking of eBay, I'll touch on the PS3s again.
Yeah. But apart from that, you can purchase one. There won't be much difference between the European one and the American one unless they change anything between now and the release date. If you can hold out until UK, I would suggest that. I must admit, I was tempted to buy one myself, but me saving up for a motorbike is kind of jammed on the amount of money I'm spending on other stuff.
So I'll just touch on the PlayStations on eBay, because, you know, for the last, three or four console launches, you've had people, well, I suppose it happened big time with the Xbox 360, you had people hoarding the consoles and putting them on eBay. Mm. So, you know, Xbox 360s, for a good couple of months after launch, both in the United States, or North America.
It was PSP that started that off, didn't it?
PSP was involved. I'm not sure what the killer, the first console was, because eBay really only became mainstream 3-4 years ago, so I don't know for sure. Yeah, eBay was around when the Xbox One came out, but you never saw Xbox Ones going on eBay other than in boxes on their own.
It wasn't a big thing to start selling off stuff you could get your hands on.
Yeah. So anyway, people cashed in with the Xbox 360 by basically, they bought a console for themselves and a console as well to flog.
To make the money back, so they never, but it wasn't as if they bought anything.
Yeah, so basically on eBay you'd have, you know, double the price of retail for a couple of months after launch. That was true in North America and Europe, and probably Australia. I should just, right, from now on, I'm bundling on in Australia with Europe, because I'm fed up of having to say "and Australia." So Australia is now officially part of Europe. Yeah, I should just say the non-North America world and non-third world. Now I'm covering, yeah. Right, anyway, Wii, same thing again. You know, Wii's would sell, more than their retail price.
Yeah, they would.
And still, even now, more than their retail price. PlayStation 3s are below their retail price. Mm. Quite a lot below. So yeah, I'm happy to report hard cheese, you scamming little scabs for trying to buy consoles and flog them on. Hard cheese. Have fun losing 20-30 quid on it. Mm. So yeah, what else are people saying? Imposterism says, I'm not racist against crappy apples. Lol. Well, that's great. Ooh, Staber, I think that's how you pronounce his name. Staber says, but iPod was their greatest idea. Newsflash, Apple did not invent iPod. Apple did not invent MP3 player.
It's an MP3 player with a hard drive built in.
They didn't invent that either.
No, that's all it
they
is.
They bought the iPod from another company. Mm. That other company also went to IBM, and IBM said no, we don't want. Okay, fine, we'll go to Apple. Well, no, Apple was the last port of, you know, core.
Yeah, I bet they're bloody glad they did it. Same thing that keeps them afloat.
Apple are, yeah, the people who sold it aren't, no. They probably sold it for dirt cheap because nobody else wanted it. So yeah, that's basically it for the show. We've gone on for an hour and 15 minutes.
I still need to make dinner.
So PlayStation 3 is launched, and we will be covering it in the future.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out, see if I can pop down to Blockbusters and see if I can get hold of one.
Then we can do a head-to-head comparison.
Which?
Geometry Wars versus Resistance Fall of Man. Pwned! But it's good that some 1080p Xbox 360 games are coming out now. But because that was really quite a bad Sony really did quite a good job with making it seem like you needed HDMI for 1080p. They really spun that propaganda really well. So nice going, Kutaragi. You pulled that one off. But unfortunately, it's not true. So that's just a minor issue. Oh wait, Darth Ura and Imposterism wants the sales figures. Didn't we do these earlier on?
No, you just said about the PS2 was that.
Alright, Xbox 360, 10.8 million units sold. PlayStation 3, 1.8 million units sold. And the Wii, 5.2 million. Ooh, look, Mongoose is back, just as we like finish up.
So, I would say that's pretty much it. Quick recap. The PS3...
Well, we're doing recap sessions now at the end.
A quick recap.
Hardcore.
The PS3 grill is out. Buy one. Get your T-bone steaks out. Blu-ray them.
Buy one. You won't have any trouble finding them. They are good machines. Until you compare them with the 360.
Mm-hmm. And also, the Gamercast app. Apple iPod, we need to know what you want us to do with it. I'm not necessarily let's go down the whole route. Last time it was a PS2, it's hollow, it's large, we could blow it up, we could put something through it. This is a very small iPod, there's very limited destruction capabilities, so we want humor here.
Yeah, we can't really explode it or anything.
We want innovative ideas of what we can do with this.
Innovative.
Thing. Yeah. One of the ideas I was considering was the fact that it would look really cool to take pictures of it, encased in solid ice.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So I was thinking of just sink it into water and then encasing it in ice.
We're going to do that.
So yeah, that might be another one that would
be we could see if it still works afterwards.
Yeah, because this one has its hard drive removed, but because it is an MP3 player with a hard drive attached, if you plug in the mains and actually turn it on, all you get is the Apple logo powering up, and then I think it shows your folder when you try and press play saying it's ran out of places to find music from.
Really?
But the software itself still runs, so we'll be able to see whether or not if you sunk it in water, whether or not it still works.
Darth Ura says we should napalm an iPod. Yeah, we don't have any napalm.
Give us the napalm.
No way, man. Not in this country. You'd be arrested.
Small amount.
Walking around with napalm. Yeah, right. What? Some like anti-terrorist guy comes up. What have you got that napalm for? We're going to torch this iPod. He says... Are you a terrorist? And we say, yeah. And then we think, oh wait, we mean no.
No, no, no.
And then we like disappear into Guantanamo Bay or somewhere for like 5 years. And nobody hears from us again. We have to like smuggle Gamercast episodes out. Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, not to being arrested, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, the things you could do.
Yeah, the things you could do tied up in Guantanamo Bay, yeah. You go insane, start hallucinating and stuff. Great!
You'll be able to drill holes in the side of the iPod and wire it up so that we can wire it up to a PC hard drive.
No! We need to like get loads of like electric current and run through it and like melt the plastic. We need to do that.
High voltage.
What have we got we can do that? We don't have anything, do we?
No, you can hook it up to a car battery.
Can't even do anything.
Not a power juice coming through.
We need to go around a generator somewhere and like rewire it. That'll have enough juice to do something. And we'll like block out half of yogurt or something. Oops, sorry.
We kind of weld a bit of a chain loop onto one at the top of the metal and weld a bit onto the bottom of the metal and attach two chains and then chuck them over into a substation. Oh my god, everything's on fire!
Run.
Run, Timmy! Run, little Tim!
And then we post a video on the internet, then they find out who we are.
We need balaclavas.
Dude, my name is on the website. Your name is on the website.
No, we will be doing nothing illegal. We need to be doing something humorous. I'm thinking that we could sell it to someone. Or we could put it up on eBay, or... I don't know, we need ideas. Something fun.
I know, we sign it and put it on eBay.
It could be an official Gaming Cast iPod.
I know, we sign it, freeze it in a block of ice, transport it to the North Pole and leave it there for some explorer to find one day. Some polar bear can like try and get into it.
You see it on CNN. Polar bear died while trying to get into trash bin. Unknown causes, they open it up and there's a flipping iPod jammed in its throat. Choked to death by iPod.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome. Can you imagine how much bad press Apple would get? Apple killed polar bear. When you get all these stories about, you know, somebody beating their husband or something to death with an iPod, that, fair enough, that's a tragic event. But a polar bear?
We love polar bears.
Polar bears are nice, especially that scary one in, like, Germany or somewhere. Did you see that?
No.
There's a polar bear cub in Germany. And all the animal rights people are saying, you should put it down, put it down. It's cruel to, like, hand-rear it and stuff. Because its mother died. No, its mother didn't die. Its brother died and its mother abandoned it. So it would have died normally. But all the animal rights people say, no, you should kill it, inject it. Don't, like, bring it up. Because, you know, PETA and all the stupid hardcore animal organisations are all for the total liberation of animals. So, yeah, liberate that animal. Kick it out of the zoo. Let it die. Yeah, nice one, animal organisation. That's one of the things that bugs me. All these, like, kids who are like, yeah, I like animals, so you'll fucking sign up with these companies. Not companies, organisations.
I watched a programme...
Where is it?
It was a guy off the Big Cat
Week.
Here we
go.
Aww.
So all those animal rights idiots say, yeah, we should kill that thing.
I watched a programme about a guy, and it was him and one of the Nigerian... you know, people that look after the...
What? They're like flogging cuddly toys off it now. They should put an injection in those people.
And a cameraman looked after these two cheetah cubs, and he raised them himself and took them out exploring and taught them, and eventually they were released into the wild.
Well, this would never be released into the wild.
No.
Frankly, because if it gets released into the wild, it's probably going to die.
Yeah.
Frankly, because all the other polar bears are dying. So they need to, like... Polar bears are going to just have to live in zoos.
Yeah.
Because George Bush is going mental with his global warming weapon of mass destruction thing. Yeah, let's flood all the Africans out. Yeah, let's do it. Who cares if we had to, like, flood all of Florida out? They, like, nearly voted against me. Let's flood them.
But anyway, I'd say that's it for this show. I'm hungry. I need food.
Yeah, that's it. We will see you next week on episode 65.
Yep, so on the blog, this blog, or next week's blog, or at least...
The blog is gamercast.net.
Yep. Or
it's the name of the show followed by .net.
Or send us email at
feedback@gamercast.net.
Or
it's best to be on it. It's best to post it on the blog so people can read it as well.
Yeah, and we want your ideas. We do want your ideas.
For this iPod thing.
Yeah, actually, if you go on to Gamercast now, especially if you're either listening live, if you're listening live, don't bother because you'll stop listening but after the show, or if you're recording,
yeah,
you'll
don't
notice,
stop listening,
you'll know,
you have to hear our, like, final thing.
You will notice I put a post of a picture of the iPod. I put it on my desk and took a picture of it.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
So
way to screw up everyone's RSS feed. Yeah, I bet you've broken the RSS feed. I'm gonna kick your ass. Oh no, the RSS feed still works.
Okay,
I'll let you off.
Right, so put your post ideas on there. That would be a good place to put them. Any ideas for the iPod, post them on the post that says the Gamercast iPod. And we'll take it from there. And
also, on the Apple iPod thing, if you listen to the show with iTunes, do some reviews of the show on there.
Yeah.
Because we want some reviews and stuff. And also, everyone has to introduce a friend to the show.
Yeah, it's reduce a...
reduce your friend to dust. and then post it to us and we're like, kick your ass as friend.
Introduce your friend to the show. Someone's put where? Oh, there...
A lot of these people, like, don't seem to know what to do.
Yeah, you need to go on...
You need to open your internet web browser.
Go to gamercast.net.
Well, go to the address bar, which is usually at the top of the window. It's the long bar... which you can write text in, and you type in www.gamercast.net. Then you press enter or press the little arrow button at the end. And then what we'll do is actually go out to the server, and it will pull down the information on our server and display it in your window. Okay, so that's what you have to do to look at the thing.
Then go to the post with the big pretty picture of an iPod.
It's not really big, it's only like whatever resolution that is.
Yeah, I shunt the resolution down so I didn't...
Dude,
care.
You can't say 476 by 356 is big.
It was bigger. I augmented it in Photoshop for you so that it didn't...
You photoshopped it? What, are you an Apple guy? I photoshopped this. I iMac this, I did that. Get real, man.
Photoshop's on the PC.
Yeah, but Apple people use Photoshop.
Yeah. It's better on the PC.
I don't know. He says name the listeners. Microsoft Paint, personally.
Yeah, he was on... in Porizurum, said that he got Stabber to the show.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah.
So welcome. Be one.
Welcome to Gamercast Land, where you can listen to Gamercast.
He wants us to credit.
Should we actually sign off for the thing and just talk to the people for a while? Because this is really going on, and people are like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Okay, we're going to keep talking to the live people. You live people can keep on listening. And the people that recorded, we will see you next week. Go on to
the
website.
This is the third time we close the show, this show.
Yeah.
This will be the last time.
This will be the last time.
Make sure I press the stop button.
And go on to the iPod thing and post your ideas. Hopefully we'll get it for next week. So we'll see you in 3, 2, 1, next week. Goodbye.